Now we're starting our GAC discussion on agenda item 17 on preparation for GAC meeting with the board scheduled at 1800 on Sunday 11 March for 30 minutes. So we have been requested to share our questions that we plan to discuss with the board. We received this request very early, so we had some initial questions and placeholders on several topics. Things have already developed, and also we had some discussions here during our face-to-face meeting, so probably we may need to revisit the list of questions, make sure they still hold or they need any fine-tuning, or maybe we have had answers to some of those. So I think we have the questions on the screen, and Tom, could you kindly take us through the questions and trigger the discussion? Thank you.
Thank you, Manal. Again, just taking time to bring newcomers to the GAC up to date with what we're doing here. At every ICANN meeting, there is a face-to-face meeting between the GAC and the ICANN board. These are always meetings that attract a great deal of attention and a great deal of preparation. If you follow football, they are sort of the El Clasico of the ICANN meeting in some ways, if you know about Barcelona and Real Madrid. It is an important meeting and gets a lot of focus from the rest of the community. So what has happened in recent times is that the board has requested in advance of the meeting an indication from the GAC and indeed from other groups who they're meeting with here at the ICANN meeting. They have requested an indication of issues that the GAC wishes to raise and also asked some questions of their own. In leading up to this meeting some 3 weeks ago now, I think, you will have seen on the GAC mailing list, you may not have read it, but you should have seen it at least, the response that was agreed by the GAC to the request from the board, and that was in two parts. Firstly, the GAC responded to the questions about potential likely GAC priorities for 2018 and I think 2019. It's possible the GAC could get asked about that by the board. We don't have a way of knowing. But I think mostly GAC members tend to focus on the issues that they wish the GAC to raise with the board, and a number of those were submitted. But since then, in the last 3 weeks, and indeed in the last 24 hours at this meeting, some of them have changed. And for this session now, you may wish to look at revisiting some of those, as Manal said, perhaps removing some or perhaps adding some more issues. It's good, though, that if it's possible for the GAC to agree that this afternoon, so then we can advise the board support staff so the board has some heads up of what is coming. So the issues that the GAC agreed to flag some weeks ago now are on the screen. The first one concerns an overarching comment which essentially says that the GAC would really appreciate quicker responses from the board to the GAC communiques. Now, you will recall that was discussed at the meeting with some board members late yesterday at the BGRI session here in this room, and the board members who were there indicated that the board would be trialling a quicker turnaround. Presumably that's what they would say if you still wish to raise that at the meeting on Tuesday with the board. So I'm just reminding you that the board has effectively given a sort of a response to that at the discussion here yesterday. The second one concerned GDPR and who is. The GAC indicated that, yes, they would wish to raise it with the board, but it wasn't clear what specifically would need to be covered, and I think as of right now that's probably still the case, but GAC members or the PSWG members as well may be able to make some suggestions. With regard to the Amazon.com issue, The update has been provided by GAC members, of course. You will remember that a draft letter to the board has been circulated, and we're waiting for your comments on that. It may be that that letter is sufficient to address the issue with the board, but that's up to the GAC to decide, and whether you want to flag anything specific.
Ou para manter isso na agenda.
Protection of IGL acronyms was flagged, and it was a very specific issue. It was just that the board had continued to refer in public to a process of facilitated discussions with on IGO acronyms in particular, facilitated by a former board member, Dr. Bruce Tonkin, and it's not clear whether that process is going to be resumed or not, we understand. So it was a point of clarification, but you agreed to include it at this stage just to ask the board their understanding of next steps, if any. And with regard to the ICANN draft budget, you will recall that, again, about a month ago or so, there was some discussion on the GAC list concerning the budget, particularly with regard to travel support. But some clarification was sought on that by staff, and advice was provided to the GAC that the actual level of support for GAC travel, separate from the high-level governmental meeting, which is a separate issue, but for standard GAC travel to meetings, the support had not... The draft budget, which is out there at the moment, did not propose to reduce the amount of current GAC-supported places, which is at 40. So you may or may not wish to pursue that point. And finally, with regard to... two character country and territory codes. The GAC did have a discussion about that yesterday. The question to the board was to get a response to the comments, not advice, but comments in the Abu Dhabi communique. Since those, since that topic was flagged, in fact, the board did receive a response. The GAC did receive a response from the board, and you would have seen that some weeks ago. So that was just a timing thing. So that last one may well be redundant in terms of asking for a response to the communique, but of course the issue is still there for a number of GAC members, and you may wish to raise it or rephrase what exactly you wish to raise with the board. So those are the ones that are on the table at the moment, and on the table and with the board, so to speak. And the matter is, the purpose of this session is to open that up for discussion and see what it is you want to change, if anything. Thank you, Manal.
Thank you very much, Tom. And if we can go back up to the first point, and we can take them point by point and see who would like to speak to certain points, and whether we still need the question or need to rephrase it, or simply we've got an answer. So I think regarding the overarching commitment and the timing of the receiving the scorecard, I have raised this with the board at the Los Angeles workshop, and again yesterday with the BGRI working group. They have provided a detailed timeline for how this is being handled. They promised to do their best to have this shortened, but they are also provided us with the challenges that sometimes mandates this time frame. It was understood that whenever we receive it a little bit late, our questions will be subject to further modification as soon as we receive the communique, the response to the communique. So having said that, I'm just asking whether we still need this, or we can simply put it as an acknowledgement at the beginning that we understood that you will be doing your best to respond to this, and which is appreciated. And so I'm just flagging this, and I don't think we need to re-ask the question again. And I see nodding, so we'll rephrase it and acknowledge the board response to our request. So the second point is on GDPR and who is, and this is obviously a priority to the GAC. I mean, at the time, things are developing very quickly, and at the time we couldn't phrase an exact question because, again, this would have been changed by the time of the meeting. So now that we are at the meeting, maybe we can try to formulate our question to the board regarding GDPR, if any. No questions on GDPR? Australia, please.
Harry Chapman, New Zealand. It might be...
I'm sorry, New Zealand, very sorry.
It's fine, it happens all the time. It might be helpful to ask the board, I don't know if it's their role, but just in the model, how they see the role of governments in terms of accrediting non-law enforcement bodies. That seems to be an issue of contention at the moment. Thank you.
Yeah, I think this is a very good and relevant question. Thank you, Franz.
Yeah. Thank you, Manel. Well, actually, I'm not sure when this list of issues was drafted, but... in the beginning of the week, or sorry, in the end of this week, we send a GAC response to the ICANN org about the proposed interim model. It's following a call we organized last week. So it's a very detailed response. It goes, you know, really deep into the proposed interim model. But I think what we could do is to try to maybe take some high-level principles or high-level questions or clarification that we ask in the response, and maybe, you know, synthesize it in a few points and ask the board. And one of them is the role of the GAC. You know, should that be an operational role or just an advisory role? Another big question is what's going to happen in the interim period. So, you know, on the 25th of May, when the interim model is going to be implemented, basically, you're going to have a gap between this moment and the moment when the accreditation programs will be up and running. So anyway, there is a few points, I think, that are really, you know, high level that we could include, and maybe that would also help the board to prepare and to come with some precise answers.
Thank you, Franz. Yeah, we plan to share those as early as possible for the board to be prepared. I doubt there will be very precise answers because it's a very vague period, but at least we get the answers we are expecting. So anything else on GDPR? Okay, then let's proceed with the other issues, and if anything else pops up, we can still put it. So the .amazon, and as Tom rightly mentioned, we have received an update from the relevant governments, and we're preparing the draft response to the board request, which we hope to receive your comments on. So... do we still need this issue on our discussion with the board? And if yes, what exactly is the question that we need to ask the board about? So, Brazil, please.
Thank you, Manal. Actually, it's not anything related directly to what you have asked, because I think in the light of the discussions we've had, I would at least assume there is no particular point issue to raise with the board. It's more a matter of keeping the board informed of what has taken place. However, one point I'd like to make and to request a clarification is whether I understand we are preparing this letter with the intent to send it before. The question is, do we need to send it before, or should we even wait until the end of the meeting? Because I think the end of the meeting is the, let's say, the kind of deadline we'd have. So just to maybe to take into account any developments that may take place, including in the context of the meeting itself with the board. So just a matter of the timing for to send this letter. But my understanding is that in the light of the discussions, there would be no particular issue of interest to raise with the board.
Thank you, Brazil. And yeah, nothing mandates a response tomorrow in specific. So, as you rightly mentioned, the board requested a response by the end of ICANN 61. So, if we'd rather keep this till the very end, we can do so. Again, on the topic itself, if I understand correctly, we don't have a direct question to the board on this, but would you like to do the same briefing or update to the board, or it's not necessarily, I mean, shall we remove the topic from our list or keep it as an for the info, but not necessarily a question?
I'm not sure myself, but I would say that maybe if it is in the board's interest, I'm not sure after this meeting whether you establish some coordination with the board to refine the agenda. I would say on our side would be happy to make such a update if necessary. We do not want to take time from the meeting for other issues that may be more burning at this stage, but we'd be happy to do it, particularly if maybe it's in the board's interest to hear from us, so maybe that there will be a point in keeping it on the agenda. Thank you.
Thank you. I also think it's an important topic, and we can keep it not necessarily in the form of a question, but and thank you for your willingness to give the update again. Thank you. So, any further comments on this topic? If not, then protection of IGO acronyms. And so, any fine-tuning to the question? Do we need to change anything in this question? Would we like to keep it or not? So shall I take silence as consent? We would like to keep the question and keep it as it is phrased right now. Okay. Then on the budget. So here again, at the time of submitting those points, we have sought clarification regarding the exact number of travel support seats that the GAC is provided, because, I mean, there was some confusion on this, and we received the concrete number, which is 40. So we now receive the response to this clarification. So do we have something on that topic to raise with the board, or because again we said depending on the response that we will receive, the GAC may wish to pursue the issue at its meeting with the board. So I'm asking whether we still need it. So if nothing to be raised with the board, then maybe we can delete the question. Okay. And finally, on the two-character code, and again, as Tom mentioned, we had a whole session on this, and we went through a long discussion. So I'm not sure the question holds as it stands. So we can either agree that we have agreed on a way forward and we are going to work on this, or at least rephrase our question to the board. So any suggestions? Should we keep it or delete it? So, yeah, Brazil, please.
Yeah, I think here again it's a kind of tricky issue, because this is a matter which we have been discussing for many meetings, around which there was no satisfactory response on the part of the board of concerns expressed by the GAC as a whole in regard to the procedural aspect and by some members in regard to the substance. But we understand that things have moved on and they are, in a way, trying to address it through mitigation measures and so on and so forth. So I just ask myself, what would be the concrete expectation around this issue? I think the issue is important, maybe, but I would not seem or perceive how we could articulate it in a way that would go beyond just making, again, the same points we have been making. I look for your guidance and comments of any other colleague on that.
Yeah, I'm also thinking out loud. So, and again, so maybe we can keep it because it's important to GAC colleagues, but not necessarily in the form of a question, but rather summarizing again that there was a disconnect in the process, there was disappointment by GAC members, we have had this discussion and we agreed on corrective measures and to work collectively on avoiding this to happen again regarding the process. And I mean, and on the substance side, the suggestion by Franz. So if this is okay, we can keep it rather an update more rather than a question. So is this okay, Brazil? So yeah, I'm sorry, Franz, please.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with Brazil on that. You know, I think we... It sounds like there's a party outside and what's happening. Yeah, I think we really went through this in a previous meeting with Akram, and we've you know, in the previous meeting with the board that we have in the previous ICANN meetings, I think we shared the concerns we had on the procedural aspects, as Brazil said, and you know that some countries had on the substance as well. So I think we've basically, with the board, we've said everything we had to say. So I don't see the added value of having this item as a question. My understanding is, from now on, our point of contact would rather be the ICANN org and Akram Atala, and not the board. So, in my opinion, we should not keep the question. Maybe we can, you know, mention it in our GAC advice. But I don't see the value of asking, of talking about the issue with the board, since we don't have any question, actually.
Yes, this could be a way forward too, that we reflect this in the communique and don't have it in our discussion with the board. Is this okay?
Yeah, Yeah, but on the other hand, if it is not on the agenda or not mentioned in any way, it seems that the conference...
Sorry, just for the transcripts.
Yes.
No, for the transcripts. So, Brazil, please, go
Benedict,
ahead.
Yes, from Brazil for the record. I think in practical terms, I agree with France. I think that's the most practical way to record, to document. But my concern is if we do not address in some way with the board, it will seem that the concern is not there anymore in a way that should still deserve, let's say, some kind of attention on their part. I think the basic difficulty in dealing with this is to try to visualize what could be any kind of remedy or way forward different from the one we are having now. I recall that there was some expectation at some point that even in regard to the rules for the next round of that this could be in a way could revert to the previous system, but I'm not too sure. Right? So I agree with France. Let's certainly address it in our communique. In regard to the board, maybe we could have some very slight reference, and maybe you could, or someone, just document the issue, just not to let it go completely in our discussions with the board.
Yeah, just a quick response, and I'll give you the floor, Franz. I don't think it will ever go. It has already gone to the board, by the way, so they already have the list, and probably we will need to tell them that we have already discussed this, and so it will be brought up, I think, in the discussion. So, Franz, please.
Yeah, thank you, Manal. Well, I think a good way to move forward would be to maybe in this paper for the board, we can make a distinction between items for nothing and items for discussion. So maybe in the beginning we can note what you said about the overarching issue and note the discussion we had with ICANN.org about two-letter codes to, you know, reiterate what we know about it and then move on to the questions, because that's where we want to focus, you know.
Okay, great. I see nodding. So, anything else on our joint session with the board? Okay, I have US, I have Portugal, and I'm sorry, I can see. Rwanda? Is it Rwanda? Okay. So, U.S., please.
Thank you, and I beg for your indulgence. Since we were ahead of schedule, I actually was not in the room when we discussed the issue of GDPR. Is there any way that we could get a recap and perhaps just a little bit more, at least from our perspective, if it hasn't already been covered?
Sure. Can we just take the rest of the responses and then go back to the...
Sure, if I could also get back in the queue once we're at that stage. Thanks.
Okay, sure. So, Portugal?
Thank you very much. On the proposal of France to have this division between points to be discussed and points to be noted, this list will be public or it will be only for the board? I'm asking that because I think that these points are important for all the world community, because when we have this kind of discussions with the board, we have other people here, and I think that this is a concern for some GAC members, and I think it should be mentioned at least. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I think they will be for noting during the session, so it's public session. If I understand your question correctly, I mean both will be brought up during the session, those in the form of a question and those in the form of an update to the board or for the board's info. Does this?
So the points that are to be noted, they will be shown. So not for discussion, but they will be mentioned.
Yeah, and By noted, you mean displayed on the screen? Or
because I didn't understand exactly what the proposal from France was. Because he proposed a distinction between points to be discussed and points to be noted. So I'm just asking how we are going to handle them.
Yeah, I mean, they will be all conveyed to the board. Those for noting will just be noting this to the board. They will not be put in the form of a question to the board, but we are not expecting answers on those points. But the rest needs to be answered. So it's just whether we expect an answer or not. So I have Rwanda and then France, and then we need to go back to the GDPR quickly for the sake of time. So Rwanda.
Thank you. My concern is that the way we are now looking at this question is like it is GAC who is looking to close it. Because if just we do not, what will be in the next GAC, the next ICANN meeting? It is like the question will not come again. So this is my concern. And yet it is an important question. Thank you.
I'm sorry, which question exactly?
This is two character.
So
the one we are discussing.
Okay.
Yeah, it is like how we are now doing this tomorrow discussion with ICANN. If we do not, it means that it is like us who really close the question. And it is like in the next ICANN meetings will not even mention the question. So This is my concern.
So we have France very quickly and then back to the GDPR, and I'll respond if
I was going to respond to Portugal,
please,
and Rwanda. So, you know, for noting and for discussion is just something that came up. We're a bit, you know, I was thinking out loud, but it doesn't mean anything formal. So if we put something for noting, it doesn't mean that the discussion is closed at all. We can discuss it in the next meeting. What we were just saying is, like, since we discussed it before and we discussed it, you know, yesterday, I think, maybe there's no added value to rediscuss it until we have more implementation of what was announced by Akram Atala yesterday. So I think for the follow-up for the next meeting, we note that ICANN.org, you know, committed to put in place this website and the ability for concerned GAC members to monitor, for instance, the use of Twitter codes on the second level, and we will follow up on the next meeting. So it doesn't mean the issue is closed at all, but it just means that we don't see a point of discussing it extensively during this meeting with the board.
Thank you, Franz. Exactly. So it's just we're telling the board where we stand on this right now, which is we are working on this with ICANN.org, and if anything develops, we can still bring it back. So quickly on the GDPR, so I'll come back to you if time allows, but I mean, the US has been patient waiting for the GDPR. I think we agreed on asking the board on their expectation regarding the role of the GAC in the accreditation model. We have also agreed to... Yeah. Franz, please. Yeah,
so on the GDPR, where, you know, the GACs and the response to the ICANN or a response to the proposed interim model a few days ago, and it's a very detailed response. So what we're saying during this session was that maybe we can take out of this response a few high-level questions or a few high-level clarification that we might ask from the board based on the GAC response we sent a few days ago. And so we're going to draft something and maybe share it with the GAC. And as Manel mentioned, one of the issues, I think, was New Zealand who pointed out, was the you know, the role of the GAC, is it operational or just advisory for putting in place the interim model? Another question was about the period between the interim model, the implementation of the interim model, and the implementation of the accreditation programs, which might be a bit of a, you know, who is blackout. So the idea is to maybe point out four or five primary questions that we have, or clarification that we might want the board to answer. So of course, if you have any ideas of these specific questions, we would be welcome to share it with the GAC.
US, please.
Thank you very much, and I'm glad to hear this pretty much covers everything that the U.S. would like to see discussed, with the addition of one other point, which is the impression, at least based on how the GAC has articulated in its comments, that the model is over-complying with GDPR, and there might be opportunities to have access to more information. Thank you.
Thank you, U.S. So is it Rwanda also? Rwanda? No? You're good? Okay. So any other comments? So, yes, Norway, please.
Thank you. I also missed the discussion on the GDPR. But so by what you mentioned, you're also saying that we can have opinions about the role of the GAC, not only a question, but also we can express opinions, right? So it's because the question is there, of course, but the question we already asked in the letter and response. And if we're playing back and forth, it doesn't help. We need to also express our opinions. Thank you.
Definitely. I mean, we can start by the question, what does the board see the role of the GAC? And when they respond, we can have other opinions made clear also in the discussion. I mean, it's the same way we run our joint session with the board. So the question will be there, and then individual GAC colleagues are most welcome to chime in on the topics of their interest, of course. So we need to share this as soon as possible with the board. So Tom,
I need some help on GDPR, so I don't know. Sorry, what do you want?
Yeah, I'm just trying to see if we're on the same page and we can just compile the whole thing and proceed by sending it, or do we need to circulate it again to the whole GAC and expect quick responses so that we can share it with the board? So So let me put it this way. Can we proceed directly with sending the revised list of questions to the board as soon as we have them compiled? So I'll take this as yes. And we'll definitely keep the GAC, of course, posted on the final list. So any other questions or comments? If not, then this concludes our discussion on preparations for meeting with the board. Thank you for the interactive discussion. We'll be proceeding with the following session immediately, but until we receive the technical signal. Thank you. So the session is concluded. Thank you.